Welcome back to the Black Is Break with yours truly, Casey Layman. We have a podcast roundtable of heavyweights tonight. Tonight's guests are Chris, Tash, Carmen, Leisha, the other Chris, Toria, cousin Darius is in the house, and extra special guests, our family coming from San Diego, the team from Welcome to the Village, KJ and Lady J. What's up, everybody?
Hey.
And tonight's topic is inappropriate social media behavior. Our girl Toria brought this conversation or this topic to the table. So Toria, I would love for you to open up the conversation with why you brought this topic to the table.
Okay. So it was inappropriate social media behavior when you have a spouse or in a relationship. And it started with a coworker. I was talking to a coworker, and a fellow coworker came up that she's closer to than I am, and she handed her a phone and was like, look. And so she reads it, and she's like, okay, what? So her fiancé had commented on – this co-worker's fiancé had commented on his ex's picture. The girl put a profile up. The girl put a profile picture up and then had just said something basically to the extent of, like, you know, she's not putting herself out there anymore, and she's this new person – blah, 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 blah. And he responded with, you're too beautiful to throw out too much anger. So the fiance thought it was inappropriate because it was his ex. And so it just led to this full-on conversation about what's appropriate behavior between... This is going to be good. Was he wrong for... You know, I didn't read it and think he was flirting with her. It was like, you know how the posts go. Like, I'm better than that. I'm not going to do this anymore. Blah, 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 blah. And he commented and said, you know, you're too beautiful to carry that much anger. And his fiance was livid in trying to determine how she should go home and approach it. Mind you, they all went to college together. They have mutual friends. So she was already aware that he was friends with his ex on Facebook. She was like, you know, I never even liked the fact that he was friends with his ex on Facebook, but what can I do about that? Because we all went to college. They had a little mutual circle. So
it sounds like she doesn't trust him.
Right.
Because at the point where he can't say that someone, even an ex who he was in a relationship for 3, 4, 5 years, can say, you're too beautiful, get over your anger, get over your funky attitude on social media without her having an issue. Like, she wants him to, like, actually deny that he was in this relationship or knows this person. Or it's not like he was commenting on a booty pic and was like, I would wax that. You know, I'm just,
okay.
And so that's right. Not, I mean, I think there are so many things that are inappropriate social media behavior.
Right.
But that right there sounds like a trust issue within their relationship. And I just would have been like, doesn't seem inappropriate to me, but maybe there's trust issues. I would have just dropped the thing in there, dropped the bomb and left.
And Toria, do you mind if we expand the conversation to talk about all levels of inappropriate social media?
Then it went even further. We started going further because I actually was just like, oh, well, you know, you're engaged to him. Nothing's happening. Like, I don't see anything wrong with it or whatever. But right. But then we went even further because I have a friend who was going through something with her own kid in the hospital, and she posted a lot of pics. And her fiance did not like that she was posting pics of the newborn in the hospital, you know. And so it was like, is that inappropriate? Like, for her, it was like, my baby's making progress. You know, my baby's getting better and she's taking pics. Whereas the fiance was like, I really don't want the world to know, you know, and see my baby in the hospital in NICU. So you know, is that inappropriate?
It's inappropriate if the father is unhappy with it. Yeah, because it's an equal relationship there with the child. So you can't just post pictures about your child in social media without really having a family policy about what both parents would like and coming to some type of median. And I guess when it's a newborn, like, you ain't really had time to think about the family policy. And it's not like there was some trauma there.
So is there such thing as posting too much?
I don't mean to be the arbiter of this entire conversation, but I feel like every scenario you bring up, I would be like on that mic and have an answer. So I'm going to just pass the mic.
Yeah. So that's what we're saying. What is inappropriate social media behavior?
I think the issues that you're speaking about is not really about inappropriate social media issues. I think it's about inappropriate relationship boundary issues. Yeah. Mm. You know what I mean? That happen to go on social media. Mm. Like, there are conversations that need to be had with the first scenario with the girlfriend and or the fiance and the husband or the boyfriend. That needs to be had. A conversation needs to be had about the relationship between her, and then how they're going to navigate through the dynamic of the circle of friends with the ex-girlfriend.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I think that's really where the issue is. It's not really what she said or what he said. It's the fact that she's not cool with the fact that they friends on social media.
Which, like, right. How is this? Cool with them being friends,
period.
There it is. That's really what it was. Because if that conversation had been taken out of context, so this was my ex, if it had been the girl down the street that I knew for 20 years, there wouldn't be
an issue.
Right.
Or anybody else. Right. You know what I mean? It wouldn't have been an issue. It was because it was his ex that it became a problem. Mm-hmm. Right?
And then what did you say? He's so beautiful.
You know what I mean? And then the issue with the child, with the baby in the NICU, and I get it, you know what I mean? As moms, we want to be encouragement.
For her, it was her first child.
You know what I mean? My baby's doing good. Yeah. You know what I mean? But again, that's a relationship issue. You know what I mean? He's saying, like, hey, this ain't cool that you put, I don't want my baby to be seen like this. And she's like, oh no, I'm gonna do it anyway. Now we have an issue where, you know, our relationship, something, we're not communicating about issues in our relationship, right?
Mm-hmm. You know? And I even thought about, remember, we have a mutual friend, mm-hmm, whose spouse didn't want her ex contacting her on social media.
Okay.
And she had to, like, shut down her page and all and mm-hmm things like that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, what is acceptable when you're in a relationship when it comes to social media?
Well, I was going to say something that is interesting to me is just the role of social media in our relationships, period. Mm-hmm. Because I have a Facebook account. I don't have any other social media. Well, LinkedIn, if that counts. I don't know if it does. But I know there are guys that I see on Facebook that it's unattractive to me how much they're on Facebook. If that makes any sense, it would be a factor, believe it or not, if maybe we talked. I wouldn't like it. I don't like putting all your business out there. Right. So it's just not me. It's fine if it works for you. I don't want that. Right. So it's just funny that that's another dimension to a relationship that you didn't have to think about in the past. Like, mm-hmm, because if you don't want someone checking you into Foursquare, wherever they check into every single place you go, like, I don't want that. I don't want Facebook knowing where I am every second of my life. Like, that's not what I'm interested in. If that's your thing, we might not be compatible in that way, you know?
And I think that's inappropriate. Don't check me in anywhere. Right. Even if I am with you, that's just not your place. I only have one friend that actually does that. And luckily, like, he's in the safe zone. It's usually business related, but I have said to him, like, just because we're at the same spot does not mean I need everybody to know that we're at the same spot or we're at this spot, period. Like, get out of here with that. I don't like that. Look, I have a list of stuff that to me is inappropriate. Tagging. If I'm not in your photo, don't tag me. Mm-hmm. I don't care to see it. Unless, if it pops up in my timeline, then I'll see it. But you don't need to tag me if I'm not in the picture. Look, if you did that, brother, I don't
know. Sorry.
Don't take it personally. And I don't also personal business. And Leisha, this speaks to your point. I think people spread way too much
of their business.
Of their business, especially when it's bad. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying front like your life is great every single day. Maybe it's a day you should just maybe not say anything. But I have one relative who every ups and downs she's having in her relationship, we all got to know. And I'm like, this is just ludicrous. You need a therapist.
Yeah, or the people that are constantly telling you they're going to be unfriending people. That right. drives me crazy.
Right.
You don't like what I say, you can unfriend me. I already did.
Yeah.
I'm always perplexed by folks who all their posts are niggas be like, bitches be like. No, I appreciate a good one every, you know, let's say 2 months. I'll give you every 2 months. You know, it just you see one that really speaks to you, and you share it. Yeah, and you let it be. But I always think to myself, is there no one in your circle for whom a constant niggas and bitches be like, would be an embarrassment to you? Like, I need to switch it up.
Yeah. We're your friends.
Yeah. I'd be like, yo, you got to expand your circle. You got to find some folks.
Expand the circle.
But then I have friends who do not like, if they can work with somebody for 10 years, that does not constitute being a Facebook or Instagram friend. That's like, good. Only people who are truly my friends, so I can post whatever I want,
right,
are on my Instagram. And that I respect, because then it's like you feel safe to say whatever you want to say whenever you want to say it on your social media feed.
Yeah.
Respect that.
Pet peeve.
You know what's funny? Because I'm not on Facebook at all. I am on Twitter. I've always been a person that keeps my business to myself. I'm not big on sharing it anyway. Never was, so now I'm on, you know, social media. I'm like, I sure as hell ain't gonna say it now. And I think part of it with relationships, a lot of it has to do with everybody else seeing it. It's almost like, all right, you know, you hollered at your ex, but you know, the other problem is, what do I have to hear from my friends? I'm like, guess what? I saw your boyfriend that he posted on his ex page.
Because now that whole circle knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now everybody knows.
Yeah, the whole college crew.
I don't like fighting on social media. Because seeing Twitter and you just ask one, you're like, wait a minute, let me see this timeline. It's just like, they going in. You're like, wow, you guys are actually having like a personal fight on here.
I call them e-thugs.
Yeah,
E-thugs.
You're like.
Yeah. That's what I call them.
What?
The news phase is like the celebrities versus their fans. Like there's, you know, where the celebrities go back in on their fans. Or not necessarily their fans. But if someone says something about a celebrity, then a celebrity will clap back.
So maybe I'm just the one. You can track stuff on Twitter. Like, how do you follow Twitter enough to be able to? Because maybe it's just me. Like, I try to follow people's conversations on Twitter. I'm like, I don't know who's talking. I don't know what's going on. Like, I'm missing like every other sentence. I have to maybe that's what she said, because I don't know. I don't even know where to find out who said what. So.
Point.
Yeah, it doesn't make it. It's not like you're linking it. It's not like it's linked together where it was like, okay, this person said this, and then they respond, and then they respond. Okay, I can follow the whole. Like, I'm like, okay, now I got to go to the other person's page. That's too much work. Like, get off of that. You can miss me with all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Social media is what it is. I don't play around. I'm not going to fuck around on Facebook. I've gotten into some heated arguments, and I've realized that, number one, know your power. Know your strength. If a person wants to argue with you over social media, over anything like that, they probably won't do it in person.
Right.
And I've experienced that. And as far as exes and, you know, hey, that's a great picture. You will get a like out of me and that's it. I am not going to comment. Yeah. No, because I don't need. I sleep next to her. I don't need that in my life. I think that's retarded for a man to say, oh, girl, you sexy. And I'm like, wait, hold on, dog. Your girl is going to see that same damn post.
Right.
Like, you got to realize what you're doing. Just be smart about it, I guess. It's just me. I don't do it.
Yeah.
The Facebook is all brand new to us, which is interesting. So me personally, I have one. And I got it initially because my cousin was he was deployed to Iraq. And I was like, oh, he was young. So I'm like, oh, this is the way I can talk to him. This is the way I will. So I added I got on and you automatically have all of these friends because you're seeing, you know, that you put in your high school and all that and all this stuff comes up. So now I have like 500 and something friends. And I'm like, wait, I don't need all these friends. Like, what am I doing? So then I just decided not to use it. So then you fast forward and I get with my significant other who he's on it. And I'm like, we can't be friends. Like, I don't want that drama. I'm like, don't even, we're not going to be friends. So for the first 2.5 I think years of our relationship, we weren't friends on Facebook. And I was like, you can be friends with my family because, you know, we would do family stuff and he would need to know.
Families can spy.
I don't know. It's stuff going. I mean, a relationship is hard to maintain without all of that extra stuff. So my thing is, don't even add anything extra into it now. Like, literally, let's not even do that.
Yeah.
So we didn't do that for a long time, and now I didn't realize how he's on it, but he just looks around and posts a couple things. You know, he's not on it like that. I didn't know, though. Mm. That was my policy in the beginning before Facebook even came out. But it's also interesting because you do have all these external friends and stuff, and he and I both have experience logging onto Facebook and seeing someone who passed away. And that was very interesting, mm-hmm. very difficult for both of us because we've had very good friends, people that we don't talk to all the time, but we look on there and they passed away. Mm-hmm. And so that part is just, it's interesting to see how we all interact with each other in society and how things are going on and information is put out to us now. And, you know, we have these type of experiences where you would never have had that, you know, mm-hmm. 10, 20 years ago where you, you know, someone passed away and you log on to Facebook.
Well, now Facebook is 10 years old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it's, yeah. It's, imagine. Yeah. It's very, it's interesting to say the least, but I tried not to get too involved in it mm-hmm. because of that.
Right. 10 years, Facebook, 10 years.
I will say with the question you brought up with your friend, it seemed like he threw the beautiful comment in there only so it didn't come off like he was just like, girl, get your shit together. It was almost like, look, let me put some sweet in here before I kind of like, why are you acting like that? What's your problem? It's like, he's trying to compliment her, you know, but yeah, if you know the wife not really feeling it, then you
probably shouldn't comment.
Yeah.
And the bigger issue seems to be why her friends are stirring the pot and being like, look, your man.
No, she brought it to the coworker, and her coworker, which is both of our coworkers, she says, look. And nobody, the coworker was like, what? I don't get it. So she's like, look. She points to her fiance's comment, and she's like, oh.
She wants validation.
She wanted a friend to be like, oh, your man did this. But she was like,
okay,
what?
Okay, got you. Okay, yeah. Sorry. Yeah. All right, I misunderstood.
They was there. Right. I mean, I was like, she doesn't talk to me like that. I just happen to be in the conversation. I was like, oh, you know. It brought up conversation after conversation of what's inappropriate. Because then I should like, well, I have a friend who kept posting pictures about NICU, her baby being in NICU. And the fiance wasn't happy about her posting the pictures. But for her, it was like, here's my miracle baby, day 2, day 3, day 4. You know, I'm breastfeeding now. I'm doing this. But all the while, but she would always say, I know, you know, she'd tag him and say, I know he's not happy about this. And it was like,
See, now here's the problem. So once again, it automatically, that's a red flag for like, that's a boundary issue in your relationship.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, you know he doesn't like it. Yeah.
You know he doesn't like it, yet you keep doing it. And not only did you keep doing it, you keep saying like, let me rub it in.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
You keep rubbing his face. Like, come on.
But maybe just stop, period. Like, to me, it's like, you know. He says no, he doesn't like it.
And maybe she could talk about what was good for her. Like, y'all, I'm breastfeeding now, but not post pictures.
And maybe not.
Some people have a policy.
And I get, you know, her excitement because it was a miracle baby and all of that. But you have to find, like, a balance. But then is that too much on Facebook?
Well, I have a friend who doesn't allow pictures of her son to be put up on social media. She's like, nah, And I took a picture and put it up on him on Instagram at a picnic we were at. And she was like, Uncle Tash, you know we love you. I know you didn't know, but if you don't mind, can you delete the photo? No, if you notice, there's no pictures of the boy. I was like, oh, yeah, you know what? I ain't never seen this. That's is the first.
Yeah.
And I respected it because, one, it ain't my child. And you got to respect what a parent wants to do with their child, especially in making them public to the world.
Yeah, because there's some people that post everything of their kids.
Yeah.
You have friends that post everything. You're that guy.
I love my kids,
I love everything they do. They do martial arts. They do baseball, yeah. all that stuff. I'm posting everything.
Yeah.
You ain't got to look.
You can unfriend them if you want to.
I don't go that far to say you can unfriend me, but you don't got to look. You don't got to comment on the post. This is, you know, me being proud of my babies. That's right. just how I am. I love everything they do. So if I can take a picture or a video of my son hitting a home run, it's guess where it's going. But in all honesty, as far as pictures, if you look on my Twitter, there is no pics of my kids because I think Twitter is way weirder than Facebook. So that's probably the only thing I don't do.
I would agree.
Yeah, because I think Facebook is designed for like a link type thing. Like it links you in with people or groups of people, whereas Twitter is just like goes out into the abyss. It just goes out and then who knows where it goes to, but it's just out there in the world floating. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to bring back to the conversation about relationship boundaries and relationship issues, because I think the social media thing is, I think the reason why it for me is a little bit out of control is because one, social media has taken away the everyday interaction I would have with people. Like I noticed that I don't even call like my cousins and stuff anymore. One, I'm not really all that close with them anyway, but I don't call them because I can hear all about their life and I see all about their lives on Facebook. So why do I need to call you on Sunday morning before I go to church or whatever, whatever? If I could just go on Facebook and read like, girl, you was at the club last night. That's a cute shirt.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to call you because I just found out what you did last night. You know what right. I mean? But then I also think that in reference to the relationship issue, as far as the boundaries and the trust issue, I think you have to trust your mate or trust your spouse or trust your partner before social media comes into play. You know what I mean? Because, like, I remember when KJ had, when his ex-wife came into, somehow they linked up on Facebook and I was like, oh, that's her baby. That's so cute. She got a big old head. You know what I mean? And it was okay because I was secure in my relationship.
Man, you know what I mean? She had to put that in.
I was secure in my relationship. Right.
She had to put that in.
That baby's so cute with the big head.
She had a head like a mama, and that's okay. Look, and it's not saying that I don't. It's not saying I didn't care about the girl. You know what I mean? But it's just it is what it is. That's what you do. You look at pictures and you be like, who did they look like?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
Got a hair like a mama.
The thing about Facebook to me though that should eliminate any level of insecurity in that kind of situation is the fact that you do know it is public.
It is public.
You
right.
know, so it's not as if you find somebody doing something. You know, it'd be different if it was a direct message type situation.
Right.
And
if
then
it's
you found
on the
out
timeline,
about that.
It's right.
Yeah, but if it's public, then the person, unless they're just blatantly trying to disrespect you,
right.
then it's not meant, hopefully, to be in disrespect like to the relationship and flirtatious and that kind of thing. I don't know. It could just be me right now. My list of pet peeves with Facebook right now goes on and on and on. If all you post are quotes, peace out. I'm cool. I'm cool on.
And then you don't like give credit for where the quote came from,
right? But you're giving me quotes every single day. I'm cool on quotes every single day. That's your constant update is a quote. What's the other thing people
is
are
that
doing?
Vague.
Yeah. You said vague?
Vague were like trolling. Like people put vague statuses because they want people to ask them what they're talking about.
Yeah.
And they're like, it's private.
Then why are you putting it on Facebook? And then the crazy statuses that turn out to be games. And so you say something and then the person's like, you have to play this game. And I'm like, no, I don't
want to.
I will be ignoring this message.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, constant negative posts. So every bad news clip that comes across, that's what you're sharing. Never anything positive.
Or just your negative life.
Yeah. It's just constant negativity rolling across your timeline. And it's funny, KJ, you talk about posting pictures of your kid. I don't think I've seen way worse. There's people I'm just like, whoa, okay, every 2 hours, huh? every 2 hours, all right.
I
have to work.
At a time, and that's about it. If they do like an event, then I post all of those and I walk away.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what's a pet peeve also, and may not happen on Facebook, is the person that you haven't talked to And then when they see him, like, oh, I saw you was here in Facebook. You know, I saw your Facebook status. I saw this. Or give you a call and be like, oh, what happened? I saw your... Like, they inquire more into Facebook.
Yeah. They want to dig deeper into that. I've gotten that,
like,
that.
Or get a text like, what's up? What happened? And like, what? It's like, because on Facebook you said... And be like, what the hell? Like,
if I wanted you to know, you would have got a phone call.
And right. I'm the suicidal type, so I ain't dropping no hints on Facebook. I'm live. Yeah. Well, layering too much into it.
Yeah. Well... There was discussion of putting out a social media etiquette book. I think that probably should still happen. I just trademarked that. Don't even try to steal it. I will. All right. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of The Break. We'll be back with you soon. Peace.
We'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject. Hit us up, let us know what you're thinking. On Twitter at Black Is Online, on Facebook at Black Is Magazine, email us at kc@blackisonline.com. Hit us up on the hotline at 323-455-4219. Check us out at www.blackisonline.com. Thanks for listening.